Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim, Islamic, Allah my Lord, His word Quran, Muhammad Prophet, praise be upon I am Muslim for all of time.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficial, the most merciful, peace be upon Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Peace be upon his companions, peace be upon his pure family.
It's very nice that, I like to see them as my role models. You know, when we look at their lives, every time we have something to learn from them. For example, you know, we have this very beautiful adab that we see on the day of Ashura. I don't know how to say that in English. Like, what would you say for adab?
I think we can call it maybe courtesy.
The manners.
Or etiquettes, because there is no perfect meaning for that. But I think it's a great level of etiquettes. It's great level of respect where, you know, you are not going to talk over an imam.
Yes, well, when you have accepted your imam, you just need to, your duty is to follow.
Yes, 100%. And you don't challenge them. You don't talk over them. You don't do a lot of things because that etiquette, that adab, that courtesy is being taught very perfectly where you put yourself always behind your imam. And your imam, your invaluable, always follows.
And it's not that we don't ask questions, because we see that, you know, on the day of Ashura, Hazrat Ali Akbar, he asks his father, he asks our imam that, are we on the right side? And then when Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, yes, we are, there is no more question.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not that you should not ask questions. I really like, it's nice that we are welcomed to ask questions.
Yeah, and
but
imam,
we are also in manners. It's not that I'm being against adab. It's not like that.
I think it's perfect example, and Ali Akbar is a representative, is a symbol of a youth, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's young, son of Imam Hussein in Karbala, and when you see how are his manners, that even if you have read in history, first Mataya of Bani Hashim was Ali Akbar. So Imam Hussein did not send him. He volunteered to go against the Yazid army to fight as being the first one. Why is it that so? Is it not that so interesting that Ali Akbar, being Imam Hussein's son, could stay and let others go, right? And get martyred and be the last one.
As we see in our modern era.
He volunteered as being the first one.
Mm-hmm. For example, we see in our modern era that someone is in power, they protect their family, and they're like, no, I'm not sacrificing my family for my goal. But in Karbala, we see that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, for his great mission, he is sacrificing the best of the best he has.
And that is, I think, if we think about it perfectly, that is also Imam Hussein alayhi salam's adab and respect, courtesy towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he wants to sacrifice his family, he's sending his own son as the first one.
Yes.
Isn't it that great? He's not sending others. He's sending his own son as the first one. Hazrat Abbas, as you have heard, that in the day of Ashura, as the war was getting very, very, very tragic, literally, you see how great he is called the symbol of courtesy. He's been called the symbol of loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you might say that he is a symbol of self-sacrifice, but imagine he reached the Euphrates with a lot of fighting, and after withdrawing, getting the enemies withdraw,
yes,
he reached the Euphrates to grab water for women and children in tents. But how great it is that he reached. There was no one. He could drink the water. But it's, I think, one of the greatest lessons of Karbala, that this man, we call him Abd al-Saleh. This actually word is called for him because he was this great. He referred to his self-conscience. He did not drink a sip, a drop of that water from Euphrates. He was also thirsty, like indeed. all the people in all the family of Bani Hashim in Karbala.
You know, he could even think that, okay, if I drink even like a few sips of water, I'm going to fight better. He could think like that
he
too.
He could think that maybe I can drink a drop and then fight more. But imagine what kind of courtesy, I would call this behavior, this action he had, that he reached the water. He touched, there are some riwayat, there are some sources that he says mentioned that he touched the water, but he literally dropped the water down.
He grabbed it and then
he grabbed it. Because for a second, you think he thought about his own self-conscience. He know that there's no Imam Hussein there, he know there's no one else, but Allah is there watching him.
It's another level of, you know, being selfless.
And I personally think, you learn courtesy, you learn adab, you learn etiquette from your mother. Who taught him this?
Indeed.
Who taught Abul Fadl al-Abbas this adab? His mother, Umm al-Baneen.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Imam Ali choose this woman to be his wife after Sayyida Fatima was martyred? This woman was chosen to be mother of his future son, who was going to help in Karbala, help Imam Hussein. And this great, I think, act of courtesy is nothing than something that Umm al-Baneen taught.
Yeah, it's not something that happened just very, you know, sudden.
Yes.
It was an upbringing. It was meant to. Yeah, that's true. It also reminds me of that when later on they take the news of the martyrdom of her sons, she only was asking about her imam. About Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that what happened to Imam Hussein. They were telling her that you lost your son is martyred, the other son is martyred, because she had four sons, right?
Yeah.
But she only cared about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and that's another great lesson, that you are making sacrifices in the way of God, but you should be always knowing that why you're doing that. You should be following your Imam.
Yes, definitely. Umm al-Baneen is a symbol of courtesy, and I think you inherit from mm-hmm. your parents. You inherit the behavior. And other than Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas, I think if you see at the young, small son of Imam Hassan, Qasim,
mm-hmm.
he was also a symbol of courtesy, I think. One of the very, very pure, newly flourishing young boys of Bani Hashim in land of Karbala was this small boy who comes to Imam Hussein, and he request his uncle that he wants to go to the battlefield.
Yes.
And when Imam Hussein asks him, what do you think of death, Qasim? This young boy says, I think it is sweeter than honey.
SubhanAllah, it's...
It is courtesy.
Yes.
I see this as courtesy. Why? Because the best definition is given by this small boy. He is giving that definition to his uncle,
mm-hmm.
where he knows that death could be terrifying, death could be hard, but it is sweeter than honey.
And I think that this courtesy has not stopped there. This adab, this, you know, these manners, these moralities have not just ended there. Now, we as followers, I think, we should be learning. And I have seen in our, you know, people, for example, in Arba'een. In Arba'een, in this journey, we see that it's how our Iraqi brothers and sisters, how beautifully and how selflessly are, you know, taking care of the Zawar. And I think this is a continuation of that manners.
It is great etiquette. They even, no one in the world, even if they're giving you free food, would give you their own free shelter. They would give you their own home. The courtesy is perfectly at that level, the etiquettes of Iraqi nation or any followers of Imam Hussein who are literally serving the pilgrims. The level is this much, what we learned from our master, Imam Hussein. Is they are serving with their best They're serving with whatever they have. They are literally putting others above them, not beyond them. Not be something that they put themselves. They wear the best clothes, right?
Yeah.
They wrap themselves with best blankets. They put the best pillows behind their heads. No.
And I think that this, you know, when we look more carefully in our Islamic teachings, we have that when you want to drink water, remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, this is, again, manners. This is what we, you know, we have learned this in our childhood, that, you know, when you drink, say salam to Imam Hussein. And at that time, we thought, okay, it's only because he was martyred, you know, thirsty. But I think this is, we are learning that it is very important that we have some manners. And, you know, like in some cultures, for example, I remember that when I was a child, I heard from my relatives, when Muharram started till the end of Safar, like 2 months, if they have like earrings or jewelry on, they take them off.
Oh, that's
this great. This has two sides. One, in the remembrance of that what happened in Karbala after, you know, after the war kind of ended and the war of women had kind of started, you know, their earrings were snatched, their every, you know, jewel was snatched in the remembrance of them, and also to show grief. It's very important. These etiquettes, these seem like, when I was a teenager, I thought these are not that significant. But now that I'm, you know, a little bit more wiser, I think these are actually... what is left? This is a manners. These are the what important points are. For example, like also when we want to say salam, when we want to say salam to Imam Hussein, although we are not, for example, in holy shrine. For example, right now, if I would want to say salam to our beloved Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I would put my hand over my chest out of respect and manner. It's just the next level of sacrifice. It's just something
that is great.
It's not wajib. Of course, it's not wajib, but it's important.
But what do you think, Masume, about adab, about etiquettes and courtesy of companions of Imam Hussein? Let's say Wahab, who was Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that he was just newly married?
Yes.
And imagine a newly married, how women in Karbala play this courtesy, etiquette's role, that they literally, I have literally been shocked over the fact that this young woman comes to Imam Hussein and says, I will Allah, my husband, I will be happy and satisfied if he goes to the battlefield, only if in the day of Jannah, I'm also, in the day of judgment in Jannah, I am with him as well. So imagine the courtesy, the adab in front of the imam is this much. She could literally ask for gold. She could ask for money.
She could ask for some kind of guarantee.
She could ask for even a materialistic exchange, that if my husband is going, I have something involved, right? I have money. But imagine how great the adab is that she literally asked to be just with her husband.
In the hereafter.
Jannah, afterward. That's great.
And I think we should always keep these manners and etiquettes alive. Of course, they're not wajib in that sense, but it is very important because we see it in Karbala. For example, little things we can do before going to a majlis, before going to a morning ceremony of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you can take wudu, just an ablution. It's a small act, but it's significant. It's showing respect. It means that I'm going somewhere that I want to be in a proper manner. And in a different sense, it's different. I'm very happy that we mentioned all these beautiful manners of showing our love to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, because this love is different, so it requires different kind of manners. Wherever in this beautiful earth you are, remember us in your prayers in this Arbaeen. And I hope that we all can take good actions in these manners. For example, take ablution. Don't, on this day at least, on this Arba'in day, we want to show that we are also sad for Imam Hussein. So we're not going to be that glamorous as we always are. We're not going to be that looking, you know, for example, beautiful. Let's show ourselves how sad we are. And these manners are very important. With that being said, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum. Wassalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.